It's my honor to be here now, especially to all brethren that they are now joining of this international convention. And we thank you also for the all brethren that, especially to the organizer and the one who will in charge to arrange this kind of convention. Now, I will going now to my topic. What is more important? Full knowledge about all biblical doctrines or exercising love other good Christian characters? This topic about all knowledge versus exercising love and other good Christian characters has been debated and discussed for a very, very long time already. On both sides, the Bible has really something to say. Let's begin with the importance of knowledge. Since our God is perfect and holy, the Bible advises us to be also perfect and holy. That was indicated in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 48, and 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Now, of course, this does not mean absolute perfection and holiness. This means perfections of heart, intention, thoughts, and attitudes. As we read in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. So that we can conform our lives to God's will, holiness and perfection. We need to study and learn from these words, the Bible. Here comes the knowledge. How can we follow or do what God really wants, requires us, as we read in Micah chapter 6, verse 8? If we are ignorant of his laws and principles, in the past some God's people had died for lack of knowledge. And Isaiah chapter 4, verse 6 also mentioned that. In the New World Translation Bible, taking knowledge from God help us to gain eternal life. That was mentioned also in John chapter 17, verse 3. Now let's talk about cultivating Christian's character and values, which are love, forgiveness, understanding, getting along, will with fellow believers, being generous to the needy, and other good values. Jesus summarized all God's law and principles into the laws of love God and love your neighbors, and from these two hang all God's law. That was in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 34 and 40. The Bible explains, Father, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For what whoever loved ones has fulfilled the law, the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command, there may be a sum of up in this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. That was indicated on Book of Romans chapter 13, verse 9 and 10. And one more verse that really emphasizes exercising love as superior to knowledge of many things is on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 3. Which we read, if I speak in the tongues of men or angels, but do not have love, I am only resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all possess to the door and give over my body to hardship, that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. These words are very powerful and clear, that emphasizing the exercising love as much more important than knowing all things in the Bible. We all know, brethren, that the Holy Bibles contain vast of information. Explaining all these things will consume huge volumes of papers, like what our dear pastor used when he wrote the 6 volumes and other voluminous work in his lifetime. He wrote many publications containing thousands of pages, much more than a Christian writers wrote. And we know also that reading and studying all these writings will eat all our time. And like energy, like what we read from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 12. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them, of making many books, there is no end, and much study, where is the body, no all has been heard. Here is in the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the duty of all mankind, for God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden things, whether it is good or evil. A Christians who are now living in a different world where we have a different struggles, where we are having hard times for survival, we need to focus on spending our precious time on what really are essentials. We need to move on their brethren and adjust to the present situation that we are now in. Instead of spending all our times in reading and studying on almost all things under the sun, we need to understand that there are other things in this world that also need our attention. The wise saying of Solomon, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, are echoing always in my mind. There is time for everything. Therefore, we need to divide our time. Of course, we need to study God's words daily in private. Studying on almost things under the sun, we need to understand that there are things inward that also need our attention. That wise saying of Solomon, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, are echoing always in my mind. There is for everything. Therefore, we need to divide our time. Of course, we need to study God's word daily in a private with the brethren during meetings. That was indicating on chapter Acts, book of Acts, chapter 17:11. We need to work, earn for our family. As a counsel by Apostle Paul in chapter 1, 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse 8. We need to preach the good news of commandments by our Lord's in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. We need to visit the brethren in their homes and some others in the community to extend some act of generosity and love. And this is one way that we should do as a Christian. Like we see now in this pictures on the slides, that giving a food to the needy and help to the elder person or a sick person. Yes, we need both of these, gaining knowledge by studying God's word and to exercising love and keeping values as a Christians. But all our studying must produce the fruit age of God's Spirit that was mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We know sometimes we did not give this attention, that because of our knowledge, that sometimes we forgot a Christian character. A good attitude as a good Christian character. Because of busy of some matters that we are giving our attention. But we should practice this, the fruit of Spirit. Our faith and knowledge are just like the fuel of an automobile. If the fuel is just put aside nearby and not used to mobilize the engine, it's totally useless. The Apostle James rightly said in the James chapter 2, verse 14 up to 26, faith without work is dead. I will end this talk by going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 8. From New Living Translation, if I could speak all the languages of earth, of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and I understood all of God's secret plans and possess all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I give everything I have to the poor, even my sacrifice, my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gaining nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. If it does not demand its own way, it is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never lose faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstances. Prophecy and speaking unknown language will become useless, but love will last forever. Now, brethren, the question is, which is more important? Knowledge of everything or exercising love, other God, other good Christian character? Thank you and God bless you all.